This question is for Frank, and it goes like this. One of the things that I'm curious about is when you talk about how this is forgiving, I hear an old thing that I heard years ago about someone trying to explain what forgiveness was as a single word. And they would say it's for space giving. And that always kind of threw me. Eventually, I realized that forgiveness for me was about the willingness to not hold on to the past. That's an overly simplified way of saying it, but that's kind of what it was. And that's what it is to me now. And not holding myself or anyone else to the past and just realizing that we're always in the right place at the right time in the right way, that sort of thing. So giving the boon of forgiveness, which I love that word, boon, which I suspect is the reason why you say it all the time. Giving the boon of forgiveness is, of course, a little condescending, in my opinion. Just deciding that forgiveness is present is what it really is for me. So I know you're not really talking about forgiveness, but you keep saying forgiving when it comes to manifesting cash and wealth. So could you talk more about this? And because to me, they seem to be very intertwined with each other. And it could be just my own personal stuff, but whichever it is, I would really like for you to talk more about that, if you would. So, look, first of all, we'll point out to you what we would say to others, and that is, you're not really asking us a question. You are asking us a question. You're actually asking us about three different questions, all wrapped up in one. And there's one implied, there are two that are pretty obvious, but the one that is implied is, what forgiveness work do I need to do in order to have more money? That's underneath this. And while you may be thinking, that's actually not what I said, we would say, that actually is what you said. And we would say to all those listening, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, so to speak. So here's the thing. You cannot forgive yourself enough to manifest cash. It's not possible. Because as you said, it's a boon. You're giving yourself a boon, like a deserved or undeserved, merited or unmerited, based upon judgment or discernment. Applying forgiveness as is talked about in religious ways and to a certain extent in spiritual ways, is never anything we would really recommend. If it feels better, then do it. But that's not what you're really talking about. What you mean is you are holding yourself in debt to blame. And you need to forgive yourself for whatever it is that you think you, whatever sins you think you've committed in the past. Not at all true. But as you're listening to these words, you might want to, whether you do it now or you do it later, we'd suggest later because you are at the moment channeling. But as you listen to these words, we would recommend that you notice that there's nothing to forgive. Whatever you think happened in the past did not actually happen. You can turn and look at it from the side. And if you want to go give those versions of you the unconditional love that you know you're capable of that you are indeed, not just capable of, but that you are indeed, and be present with them, or give something that's more refined, that's through the prism, like adoration, or alignment, or affinity, or just give them joy, or peace, or the feeling of abundance, or freedom. Whatever it is, if you want to go to those various versions who have committed all these various sins that you think you're guilty of and give them that feeling, you can, but you're not giving it to them so that it will make you feel better today. In your number one version, you're giving it to them because it feels better in the giving. So that's the first question. The second question is, what exactly do you mean, you stupid fucking ghost, when you say manifesting cash or wealth is forgiving? For dash giving, for space giving. Okay, so we've talked about this before, but we'll say it again. We'll likely say it again through this series. What we mean is you're giving the energy of abundance and freedom to yourself. You, essential in nature. Now, you're not making that choice. The you that is listening to this, the you that is channeling, is not making that choice. This is already happening. That's why we say if you have the idea that you're vastly wealthy, that you're in the having of great wealth, you are in the having of great wealth. It's not landing in number one version. It's landing somewhere nearby. It's present. Now so the third question is, then how do I apply this to myself? So we'll stick with the second question first for a moment. In the forgiving part, you, the essential being, are giving the personality you anything and everything you want without hesitation. It's called unconditional love. Unconditional love. That's why you're able to construct abstract ways of thinking whereby you can bind yourself to the past or the future and worry and have despair and things that you don't like because it's unconditional love. It's unconditional. So in all ways, manifesting wealth is about giving. And you, the essential being, are giving the fullness of what it is that is wealth for you as the personality with the one, because you're the one constructing ideas and manifesting them into form. By extension, and here's the third answer, or the third question, what is it for? How do I apply it? Give it. Give it. So one way to talk about this, and we know you've heard this before, we've talked about it before with many others, we've talked about it with you. When you're paying a bill, reframe it. And we know it sounds like it's a kind of a semantic trick, but it's actually very powerful. And you yourself know this, but we're reminding you. When you're paying a bill, you're not paying a bill. You're actually giving cash to a person or a company. And as we pointed out before, companies are made of people. So it's another person. You're giving cash to them, either because it's contractual or because they're threatening you if you don't, or because of some reason. But the reasons are irrelevant. It's you giving. And if you literally cannot give them cash today because you're looking at your bank account thinking, I can't give you cash today, you can give them energy. Meaning you can send them goodwill. You can send them your best thoughts. You can send them love. You can send them delight, wonder, and peace. You can think of them fondly. You can think of them with adoration. And you may think, well, that's not really bankable. Really? Are you sure about that? Because the truth is, everyone everywhere is in the right place at the right time. And while you may say, well, I can't take to the bank, you know, a check that has been written with all just hearts on it, with no numbers and no signature, the bank will be like, we don't know what this piece of paper is. It looks like a check, but there's nothing on there that we can use. That isn't bankable. We would say, well, but that's not the point. You're not taking it to the bank. What you're doing is you're giving yourself the idea of adoration within the context of whatever the bill is that you're paying, changing your mind vibrationally about the structure of that relationship and turning it into a relationship where all that is happening is you are giving. Now, to give is to receive. They're the same thing. You cannot do one without the other. It's impossible. They're not one or the other. They're both at the same time. So when you are giving someone else adoration, you are receiving the vibration of adoration. It's flowing through you. After all, you are channeling everything. And we don't mean that in the way that it's happening right now with these words being spoken. We mean it with everything. The table, the chair, the potted plant, the painting. These are all items that you are channeling into being in this hologram. So too is the person you're paying. You are giving them cash as a gift. And if you treat it this way, we don't mean holding it over their heads, because that's not really a gift. We mean literally telling yourself, this is a gift I'm giving you, and I'm giving it to you out of the delight of the giving. And if it doesn't feel right, then don't give it to them. This comes back to what we said before. Don't pay any bill until it feels like it's being pulled through you. That's a very practical application of all of this. Because attempting to pay bills in advance in order to get ahead of the crowd is basically building a case for how the crowd is chasing you, which you don't probably want. If you just decide, no, I know when to pay the bill at the right time, at the right place, in the right way, and it feels right when I do so. And you had this experience recently. You did that very thing with a whole series of bills, and you were really delighting in it. We're just reminding you of that here, but applying it also to what actually that was about. In that instance, you were giving yourself the peace of mind of paying, taking the action, which is the most significant part. Not what the action was, but taking the action itself when it feels right to take the action. That is a gift you're giving yourself. It's also a gift you're giving whoever is on the receiving end of that. Any check written or beep, bop, boop, kind of like exchanging of cash over the internet that happens where you're thinking, this is really wonderful and I'm really grateful, or this is amazing, or I'm giving this to you because I delight in the giving of it, or this is coming through me and I'm delighting in that, whatever it is that you do where you're putting your attention on the giving of it. is very powerful. Very powerful to you and to the other. And remember, when you give to someone, it comes back to you through the feedback loop. That's why you're doing it. That's why you do all of this. That's why you look at a painting, so that you can feel the feeling of what it feels like to be observing the painting. It doesn't sound like much. And it is like you could go to the bank and cash it. But we want to remind you, your cash doesn't come from the bank. It comes through the bank. If the bank is involved, the bank is there to help you, but it's not the bank that is giving you the cash. You're manifesting cash out of thin air. And that's the kind of the fourth heavily implied, but not at all addressed thing that's on the table here. Just as a reminder, people don't pay you. You manifest cash and you have a backstory that says it was because this customer, this client, this employer, this contract was the vehicle by which, through which this all occurred. That's just the backstory. You manifest cash out of thin air all the time. So trying to take it to the bank doesn't mean anything when it comes to manifesting. The bank is just a byproduct. It's just a thing that explains why, because you want that explanation. And it's fine. We're not saying that you shouldn't. We're just saying put it in its proper place, though, and give due, quote, so to speak, to what is really due your attention, which is the giving you're doing is primarily to yourself. It's through other people because they are extensions of the essence of you, co-mingling with yourself as a delight and amazing and wondrous thing, even if you don't like those people. That's what they're doing. And the manifesting of cash has nothing to do with other people. It has to do with you and your willingness to have it. And everything we've been talking about, when you put your attention on forgiving, that it is forgiving. And yeah, we are making a little bit of a joke there. That you're holding yourself wholly washed clean, which is what the Christian word forgiveness is about. Washed clean in the Lamb of the Blood, which is kind of gory, but that's what that means, the blood of the Lamb. But that's what that's talking about, that you've been renewed. Just go into the Jordan River and take a dunk, and then you get renewed. So that's a baptism. You get cleansed. You get all of your sins are shorn, and you're fine, like a lamb having been shaved, like you're shorn. But the bottom line is, you don't need to do any of that. But we are making that joke, so to speak, or making that connection in order to remind you and everyone else we're speaking with that holding yourself blameless and innocent, not lacking blame or lacking guilt, but rather just that you're in the right place at the right time, which is the best way to explain it and to talk about it and to frame it from our perspective. That's what wealth is for. It will not provide that for you, but in your vibrational awareness of right place, right time, you find great wealth there. Whether you've seen it there or not is not relevant, but that's where it is. So that is the many answers to your many questions. We thank you for bringing all this to the table. Very delicious and very wonderful and very powerful indeed.